Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. It's time now to talk about life insurance. And life insurance is kind of a popular topic of conversation these days. And I'm just wondering, David, if you can explain, why is life insurance such a dirty word to so many people?
Oh, Ron. Well, I think it's because, you know, the pricing is kind of murky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, frankly, most families will never benefit from it. It's just an expense. But so is my homeowner's insurance, my fire policy. Sure. I've been paying fire insurance for, I don't know, 35 years. And I pray that I will never need it. But yeah. I still buy it. And I think that's a lot like, it should be a lot like life insurance. You ought to be praying you never need it. But for the people that do need it, oh my gosh, it is a life-changing, for the positive, experience.
Sort of the same thing as for automobile insurance. You get insurance and you certainly hope that you don't have a wreck. But if you do, it's really going to come in handy. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk more about life insurance here. How do you determine if someone even needs life insurance at all? If someone's sitting in your office and you're having this conversation about it, how do you determine that?
Okay, so I look for an insurable interest. If someone has an insurable interest, then there's probably some sort of policy that can be made to fit. I think about a really cool young family I met with last month. They have 7 kids, and the spouse is at home.
Wow.
The husband works and he's covered with a policy outside of his work, but she was not. And so what I told them is, wow, you know what? You have a big uncovered insurable interest. If he dies, well, she's going to be fine. Granted, there won't be a dad at home. Everybody will be sad, but they'll have a big chunk of money to fill a hole. But if she died, he'd be in big, big trouble with a full-time job and 7 kids at home.
Yeah.
It was an insurable interest they had not considered. They made sure he was insured. They didn't make sure that she was. So, Ron, I have one life insurance rule that I think should never be violated. That is that young families with children need life insurance. It's really cheap. It's easy to get. You'll probably never get paid off on it, which will be a blessing. But if you need it and you don't have it, oh, the results are just devastating.
Well, you're talking about this woman with 7 kids that she's taking care of at home. It's my humble opinion that she's doing the most important job in the world. So,
exactly. You know. And somebody will have to fill her shoes
exactly.
If she's gone. And so it was just a weird insurable interest that they had not considered.
Yeah, really. I'm glad you pointed that out. If life insurance is needed, how do you determine the right amount?
Okay, so that's a really, really common question, and it kind of depends on which insurance we're talking about. So, like the family I just mentioned, that is really income replacement. So, it depends on the number of kids, the age of the kids, how long are they going to be at home, and the age of the spouse. There'll be some Social Security that'll kick in. There are a variety of different interests, but that is a number. How much they need, that's a calculated number. That's not a shoot-from-the-hip type thing. I have clients that want to make sure they have liquid funds to pay for estate taxes after they're gone. Well, that's a pretty easy one to calculate. And then I also have clients, I just met with a fellow earlier this week, who is looking to have tax-free retirement income. This particular gentleman doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have kids, but he is interested in tax-free income in retirement and having money for long-term care. So that's a relatively easy number to calculate too. There are a bunch of different reasons why people in different stages of life might want a life insurance product. What that is and their individual circumstances will determine how much of that particular product they need.
We're talking specifically about life insurance now, and I just want to remind you that if you have questions that David can answer for you, and I'm certain that he can, then just be thinking of those, and you can go to the website, coveryourassetskc.com. Coveryourassetskc.com is that website again. One more question about life insurance today, David Dickens. What are some strategic uses of life insurance that might not be obvious to some people?
Well, Ron, I can think of a couple. One might be a legacy or an inheritance use. So one that I commonly use for people trying to solve that is something called a second to die policy. It doesn't pay off to the heirs until the second of the couple dies. It's pretty cheap. It's no frills. It doesn't try to accumulate any cash value. You're just paying a premium to get the biggest death benefit you can get, or, you know, the one that fits your needs. Mm-hmm. Another strategic use would be a way to pay for long-term care. And without going into a bunch of detail, what the company will do, what a lot of these companies will do, is accelerate the death benefit to you, almost always on a tax-free basis, over 48 months while you are in nursing care.
That's great.
And then the third one is one I just mentioned based on your last question, which was the fella came in and he wanted to generate some tax-free retirement income. So that's really it's best to start that kind of program when you're in your 40s or your 50s. Sometimes it'll work in your 60s. But there's a really well-worn piece of advice in my business area, which says you should contribute to your 401k up to the company match and then find the next best alternative. Well, your next best alternative is either going to be some sort of Roth IRA or Roth 401k, or it's going to be one of these life insurance products that will provide tax-free income in retirement. Almost always an indexed universal life policy. It gets really complicated really fast. So make sure you're getting some advice on that from somebody you really trust. So, Ron, this has been a great segment on life insurance. It's a topic, frankly, that nobody wants to talk about because it almost always has to do with death. But I will say that when we do our complete planning review, if somebody brings in their life policies, we always include that in the analysis because there's a lot of opportunity sometimes for people that have existing policies to either upgrade those or do something else different with the accumulated cash value. So two different things right now. If you don't have life insurance as part of your plan and you don't know whether you should, whether you're a young couple or whether you're retirees trying to figure out a legacy play, then I'd encourage you to give us a call. Let us know that you'd like to sit down and chat about that. And we'll make that part of this financial CPR, our complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.